Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, if you have a question or you would like to subscribe, just enter your information into the box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today. And before we begin, as we always do, it would be my great honor and my great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. I pray for them, and not only them, but all the ones they love, all the people they love, all the things in their life, every situation in their world. I pray that it be heaven on earth, that your grace and your glory would flow through them into all their world until everyone and everything in their world is full of joy. And these things I pray through and in Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, Come Home to Who You Are. We begin in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. Then we go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is by God's grace that you've been saved, for He raised us up from the dead, along with Christ, and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of His incredible wealth and His grace and His kindness towards us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Then Romans chapter 8, verse 29, For whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. As I was praying today, these verses came to me, and I looked them up and read them and began to think about them. As I did, Father began to speak to me, and He asked me to listen and write and publish His words for all to hear. Here are His words. He said, My dear children, it is time for you to stop what you're doing and really dig deep and know who you are. What you believe about who you are is keeping you living much lower than you should live. You have listened to false religion and let others tell you who you are when they don't know who they are. This is why it seems as if the world has gone crazy and no longer knows right from wrong, up from down, or even male from female. These things are happening to wake you up, for the natural things portray to you spiritual things. All of you have been told that you are human beings, just lowly humans, one step above the animals, and this is a lie. You are God beings. That which is born of spirit is spirit. You are the sons and daughters of the Most High, and not merely humans. My loved ones, you were chosen in Christ before we made the world. You didn't come along eons later and just happen to get born again one day into the kingdom. You were and are always mine, and being born again, or better said, born from above, is the realization of your true identity. It's the knowing that you are a spirit and not just a body. Do you remember the history that our beloved Paul told you of himself? How he persecuted the church and profited greatly in the religion he was taught. And one day, I revealed my son in him that he would go and preach. He told you that he didn't confer with flesh and blood or even the other apostles. He let me teach him his true identity. You should do the same. Don't ask anyone else who you are. Go into your own heart, into the secret place, and commune with me. And let me show you who you are and how much you are loved. My loved ones, I know these are trying times for the world, but you have to know that you're not alone. You are united with Christ. You're not alone facing this world on your own. You are not merely a lowly human trying to overcome the evil that the world system has put you under. You are only under in your minds. As you were told, you were raised with Christ and in Christ and seated with Him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, and there is nothing above you. Only in your mind are you a captive. You are one with Christ, and Christ is one with you. And this is the truth that makes you free. Suppose I tried to tell you that you're a dog, a cat, or a rabbit. You immediately know you're not one of those, or you have seen for yourself and you've seen them, and there is no way I could convince you of that lie. But here's the problem. You've only compared yourselves to other people who don't know who they are. So you're convinced that you're a lowly human, just like them. Only by coming into the secret place and seeing me as I am, will you know who you are. My firstborn was the firstborn of many children. Only by comparing yourself to him will you know who you are. Remember, you must compare yourselves to the heavenly Christ and not the man who walked the earth. You were raised with him, and even though he's the same person who walked the earth, he has been exalted high above, and you have been raised and exalted with him. For example, our beloved one whom you call John lay his head on the chest of my son while on the earth, but when he encountered him in heaven, he fell like a dead man in his presence. You are a royal, resurrected being, but you don't know it because you let others tell you who you are, and you didn't come to me to find out who you are. You began in heaven. You came to earth. You were crucified with Christ, and you were raised into a new life. As it is written, if one died for all, then all died. Come inside the secret place within your heart, and let me show you who you are, and open your spiritual senses, so you can see that you truly are my children and my true love. You have spiritual eyes, ears, smell, taste, and touch. The natural senses will show you that I am. You can see my creation and understand that I exist. But your natural senses don't show you who I am or who you are. Learn to live from your spiritual senses, and you will experience who I am, and not just that I am. My loved ones, once you awaken to your true identity, you will no longer live at the mercy of the natural world. You can walk on the water and stop the storms and multiply all you need. You can heal the sick, raise the dead, and do many things greater than you could ever imagine. But you will not do any of these until you realize that you and I are not two. We are one. Do you remember that my spirit came upon my son at the river? The first thing he heard was, "This is my beloved son." I revealed to him who he is. Then he went into the wilderness and overcame his natural man. And then the angels ministered to him, and he experienced who I am. He came back overflowing with spirit power. You must know who you are. Your inheritance doesn't come because of what you do. It comes because of who you are. So please, do not confer with flesh and blood. Come confer with me, and let me be your mirror until you know who you are. You are never weak because you're my chosen and my beloved ones, and we are one together. You don't have to live in fear, regret, and poverty. Like the prodigal son, come home to who you are. This is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I do pray for each and every one of you every day. Be blessed and well, and know who you are. I'll see you soon.